poor performance. Apologies should go out to everybody that's paid to come and watch it, because that was woeful. That was by far the worst performance that we've ever had as a management duo, and it was embarrassing. You know, to say that that was a team of ours with no fight, no spirit, no energy, no drive, no commitment. It was a lackluster performance at best.
Can you put your finger on anything as to why that might be?
I don't think the players had the bottle to get hold of the ball today. I don't think some of them can handle playing here in front of a crowd. It's easy to go away to Southport and away from home. You're not expected to, you know, to be on the front foot all the time when you're away from home. But at home, you're expected to dictate the play, especially against a team, no disrespect to them, like Nuneaton, who have lost both their games. So that's when it takes different players. We thought we'd changed it around sufficiently to combat that. Obviously not, and at the moment you're left scratching your head to say who has got the bottle for it.
Are you talking particularly about new players here? Because surely the old players would be used to playing.
I'm
here.
Talking about everybody. Everybody that was involved today was nowhere near the standard that's required for this football club. So whether they're new, old, in between or what, everybody that's involved today was poor.
You've got your squad for the season though. I mean, are you able to change it, or are you going to have to motivate what you've got here?
No, we're able to change it. You know, we've never gone out with a full of filling every space, but you can't fill 11, that's for sure. And yeah, could have easily, I'll tell a lie, I thought the two centre halves did all right. I thought Nathan Pond and Sean Pearson did all right. Didn't have much to do, to be perfectly honest, but after that, I can't say anybody came out with any positives, to be honest.
Having said that, I couldn't see much wrong with the goal that was disallowed.
No, that's just a byproduct of the game. I mean, you could stand here and say we were unlucky. We weren't unlucky. There was nothing wrong with the goal. But there you go, that's how it goes. It seems like we can almost rewind the tape a year. And we're back where we were this time last season. But it certainly was not good enough.
And the bad news also that Liam's going to be out for a little while.
Yeah, again, I don't know how long he's going to be out. I know there's all sorts of speculation, this, that and the other. And as I just said to the others there that don't know how long he's going to be out. We're not medical men. He's going for a scan on Monday, and until we get that result, you know, then we won't know. But you know, it's disappointing because Liam has been out a little bit pre-season and we've nursed him through it, and he came back and trained Monday fine, no reaction. Came back into the game on Tuesday, played for half an hour, no reaction. Trained Thursday, no reaction. Trained Friday, did everything apart from the last 10 minutes, went up for a header, and as he landed he felt his calf pop. So you know, you can only think that there's something that's there, and it's been hidden. So not by him, but I mean his body, you know, it's obviously got over it, and then it's cropped up again. So it's just one of those freak things, and there's nothing we can do about it. But it's part and parcel of football, but it's not great timing though.
Have you got a hard job raising the players for the televised game next week?
Well, I think they've got to raise themselves to some degree. We can keep babying them through it, but there comes a point where they've got to man up. They got a man up a little bit, and I don't think we've got enough men in that dressing room at this moment in time. Disappointing, because it's all right, I could stand here and everybody would think I'm crazy. I'm absolutely mad by saying that we've got good players. There's no point in getting good players if you haven't got the heart and desire.
So you're hoping to add to the squad this week?
Don't know, we'll have to see. I've no idea.